A city street in Taiwan. Police are baffled by a gruesome scene. A dead body lies on the back of a truck. A massive exit wound reveals muscles torn to shreds. Stunned bystanders cannot believe what they are seeing. All they know is that a whale has exploded.
That's very suspicious.
Experts pore over the evidence, looking for clues to the mystery.
Oh, here's the photo that really tells the story.
What could have led to this bizarre event?
It's like a large battering ram just slamming right into the side of the animal.
Taiwan, an island 200 miles east of China. On the southern coast of the island lies the city of Tainan. It's the 26th of January, 2004, 6:30 a.m., and the city is just waking up. On Shimen Road, a supermarket prepares for another busy day. Just outside, a man rests after a big night out. A lorry driver makes his way through the city streets, carrying an unusual load. A dead sperm whale weighing over 50 tons that washed up on the coast 48 hours ago. This massive cargo is being taken to the city's university for scientific analysis. But the journey is cut short by an unimaginable event. Large parts of intestine, chunks of blubber, and gallons of blood have exploded out of the sperm whale. One of the first to see the carnage is marine biologist Professor Wang Jiangping. Revisiting the scene 4 years later, he remembers all the gory details. People on the street look on in disbelief. Eyewitnesses are overwhelmed by the stench of rotting flesh.
I would never forget the smell.
Local news cameras quickly arrive on the scene. Journalist Jason Pan realizes the incident is big news and breaks the story around the world on the internet. While talk of conspiracy spreads on the web, Professor Wang concentrates on gathering the whale's remains. He is still determined to carry out a necropsy or animal autopsy and preserve the skeleton for his museum.